fell into a hollow nook. But that's not the way that it's done. No, that's not the way that it's done. The Minus Five. That's not the way that it's done. Before that, Wilco, Can't Stand It, and Dead String Brothers with Get Up, Jake. That is just about going to do it for me this evening. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me for Breakfast for Dinner. Reminder, this show is replayed Wednesdays from 5 to 6 every week. So if you want to listen again or you miss the Sunday show, that's where you go check it out. I'm going to leave you this evening with the Baseball Project. Actually, some members of the Minus Five are part of that. Don't call them Twinkies. Have a good evening.
But I'm told they gave the MVP to Zoli over Zayas. Oliva hit the singles and Harmon hit the homers. Marquette Grant won 20 games and they didn't play in a dome yet. The Dodgers came to Bloomington to play for the World Series. The Twins took the first two. You can even ask Vin Scully. But Sandy Koufax proved to be a bit too much to crack. And the Twins went down in 7, but they vowed that they'd be back. From Nicholas to Hennepin, from St. Paul to St. Cloud, the Minnesota Twins are making Minnesotans proud. And we don't buy our titles, so their summer's where we stay. But these are grown men.
These are grown men.
These are heroes. Please don't call them Twinkies. In the fall of 87, I was pretty much in heaven. I got my license and a girlfriend, the Twins had won a pennant. I prayed more in the dome than I ever did at church. Kirby Puckett had the smile, Ken Herbick had the smirk. But first we tamed the Tigers, then we were dealt the cards. And they came to the Twin Cities to try to make sense of our part. It was loud and it was close, and it went to 7 games. But the Twins took home the title, and that sweet music played. He down in the loop from the south side of downtown. Minnesota Twins are making Minnesotans proud. So hey, let's make some noise. Come on, wave those homer hankies. These are grown men.
These are grown men.
These are heroes. Please don't call them Twinkies. Twins were once again on top. We faced Atlanta in the series, and they thought that they were hot. I've never seen nothing so lame as that Fonda Hawk chop. But we were up against the ropes when Kirby called a shot. And as he ran around the bases, smiling, pumping fists, we all knew that he had won it. That was only just game 6. And the next night, Jack Morris came and made his hometown proud. You should watch it in slow motion. Rocket was clearly out. From Mankato up to Brainerd, from Burnsville to Bemidji, now we're playing outdoor baseball, and that's the way it should be. Raise a toast to Kirby Puckett, raise another to Tom Kelly, for the Minnesota Twins. So let's not call them Twinkies. We got Justin, we got Joe. That's enough reason to party. We don't buy our titles, but we still want 2 World Series. So grab yourself a 3-2 beer, raise a toast to Gardy. Minnesota Twins, so please don't call them Twinkies. Please don't call them Twinkies.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. It's now time for another show, 2 out of Human Name. And as always, up first is the radio music calendar here. There's only one thing on the radio calendar that's up to date. Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, downtown, various locations now through June 12th. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust announces the return of the annual Spring Gallery Crawl in the Cultural District on Friday, April 22nd. You've already missed that, but Space Gallery at 812 Liberty Avenue presents Deaf Brown American Mom by Fran Ledonia. Flaherty is a first-generation immigrant from the Philippines. Her work addresses the intersectionality of racism, disability, and motherhood. Through humor, technology, and history, this exhibition examines Flaherty's experiences as a Deaf Brown American Mom and how to find her place in the city she now calls home, on display now through May 15th at the Space Gallery, 812 Liberty Avenue in downtown. 820 Liberty Gallery is showing Simply Divine, a retrospective of Danny Divine, showcasing thought-provoking, uplifting, joyful, and playful works created by the late Pittsburgh native Danny Divine. He was a graffiti writer, muralist, photographer, printmaker, painter, and mentor, on display now through June 12th. That's at 820 Liberty Avenue. And then Wood Street Galleries presents a collection of 6 new creations developed in recent years by Cinzia Campolese that revolve around the concepts of presence and perception of space in both digital and physical environments. Through a variety of media such as interactive installation, generative compositions, motorization of prints, the exhibition plunges the visitor in an analysis of their point of view, on display from April 22nd to June 26th at 601 Wood Street. For more information about the Cultural Trust Galleries, visit trustarts.org. All right, shows going on around town that you might be interested in today is the 24th. hold on here, gonna pull it up. It is Sunday 24th. You've missed all these, except you could probably still make Club Cafe's Mustard Plug with Cat Bite, and Mr. Small's Theater has Lights with Tilly. Tomorrow, the 25th, Club Cafe is Humbird with Rocket Loves Blue and Dan Petrich. Craft House at 8 has Lars Fridrichsen with Joe Sib and Boss Hooligan Sound System. On Tuesday the 26th, the Greer Cabaret Theater at 5 has Dr. Alton Merrill Quartet, and then at 8 they have Christian Sands Quartet, and Club Cafe at 8 has Stephanie Rumble Quartet. The 27th, Club Cafe has Memory Front, Hemlock for Socrates, and Orange Mammoth. Funhouse of Mr. Smalls has Greet Death plus Infant Island, and Jurgles has Melvin Seals and JGB. I'll read one more evening. The 28th, Black Forge Coffee House has Doom Drone, Doors and Labyrinth, Echo Lightwave, Unspeakable, and Squabble. Roboto Project has Fair Visions, Miles Hewitt, Lem, and Teddy Cosmo. Stage AE has Steel Panther with Harmless Habit. Club Cafe has And Wilder from Yesayer with Somnier. Jurgles has Michael Ray. Mr. Small's Theater has Pedro the Lion with Oceanator. And Spirit Hall at 8 has The Bouncing Souls with Pew Pew Pew, Blind Adam, and the Federal League. If you represent a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, or venue and would like to list your event or music calendar, please send an email to music-calendar@wrct.org. A lot of new music this evening. This next track is by Ritual Fog. I've got some new blood from Germany, and they're split with Nunslaughter and new Shed the Skin. So enjoy the next couple hours. We'll be right back.
kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hey! Oh.
You are listening to WRCT, and you just heard the band Abolition Ritual from an album called Cosmo Nemesis. That was the track Chapter 1, The Shuddering Vacuum. Besotten before that with Putrid Metamorphosis from a release entitled In Filth It Will Be Found. Three-track demo, looks like. Church of Disgust before that, new album Weakest is the Flesh. New Shed the Skin, excited about that. The album's titled Thaumogenesis. Before that, you heard Blood from a split release with Nunslaughter out recently on Hell's Headbangers. And started off the set with a track by Ritual Fog from a short release called Visions of Blasphemy. Be on till 9 o'clock this evening. I have a lot more music coming up. Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking about gun safety in your home is a good first step. But you can do more. Always keep your guns locked and unloaded and stored separately from ammunition. Storing the guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org, brought to you by the End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council. Also, Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Concession stand features natural popcorn, real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I love Row House Cinema, but I'd love someone else I can read some other promos besides the three that we have. So get on that if you can. And back to music.
Oh! If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.